It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line. Coming up
today on Watching Your Wealth, how do you know you can trust your financial advisor?
Tired of squinting at your phone? Give your eyes a rest and let your ears take over. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Norb Vonnegut is an author, WSJ Wealth Advisor columnist, and former financial advisor. And he's here to let us know how we can trust our financial advisor. Welcome, Norb.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm doing good. Glad to have you. Now, Norb, you shared a story with me, and I'd love listeners to hear it, about how you saved a friend $200,000 in 30 seconds. Tell us about that story briefly, and what can we learn from it?
I got a call from a friend, and I was all set to go on a book review for one of my novels, and he asked me to take a look at an investment for him. I was concerned because there was no upside here. If I told him it was a good deal, he lost money, I would be a loser. And if I told him it was a bad deal, he missed an opportunity, I'd be a loser too. So I agreed to help him out because he's that good of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a net. His friend was pitching the deal. The friend was actually a neighbor. The neighbor was joined by an individual who was a former U.S. ambassador, and my friend sent me a prospectus. And the first thing I did was I saw who was promoting the deal. And I noticed that the fellow promoting the deal was most likely to be listed on BrokerCheck because he was running a broker-dealer.
And BrokerCheck is a website we should let folks know, sponsored by FINRA, it's for free, and people can just go on there, brokercheck.org, I believe, to check out their financial advisor or a broker, right?
Exactly right. It's really simple. I went right to the site. I put in the neighbor's name, the guy who was pitching the deal, and I learned that about 15 years ago, the neighbor had been kicked out of the securities industry for 2 years for forging a colleague's name to get a loan. And, that was pretty conclusive. We saw at one point that this fellow was under financial duress, and he did the exact wrong thing.
Yikes.
So I called my friend back. I told him not to invest, and I thought that was the end of the story. But I got an email from him about a year later, and the subject said, I owe you huge. And I opened the email, clicked on a link, and discovered that his neighbor had been arrested the previous day. The FBI raided the neighbor's home, let him out, and the neighbor is now spending 17 years in jail for orchestrating a Ponzi scheme among other investment frauds.
Wow, you saved this guy. Oh, my goodness. One of the things you also mentioned is the importance of checking out folks' credentials. Tell us about that. What should we be looking for in that area?
Well, personally, what I think is that the falsification of credentials is the best leading indicator I know of future bad behavior.
So someone saying they have a doctorate degree when they really don't, for example, or?
Well, it could even be an industry certification. So for example, I have a friend who asked me to check out a financial advisor who had been referred to him by a membership organization of doctors in the Massachusetts area. And I looked at the advisor's credentials and saw that he listed a CHFC certification. I think that stands for Chartered Financial Consultant. Mm-hmm. I called the organization, and looked at the organization's online presentation. You can check out, mm-hmm. you can check advisors out to see whether or not they're entitled to those certifications in many instances. And this advisor was not entitled to it.
Wow.
He was using it falsely. So I called the organization just to make sure. And sure enough, his certification had lapsed. And that just doesn't feel right. He had
not
earned it
at
one time, no longer entitled to use it. It's an indication that somebody is playing a little fast and loose with the rules, and that's why I say it's a leading indicator of future bad behavior.
Great info. Thank you so much, Norm.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Veronica.
My pleasure. And this has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at wsj.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.